So, Josh here from Miller's Radio with Matt Newton, who today came on at half time in a bit of a tactical switch round, trailing 1-0 half time.
Yeah.
What was the thinking behind bringing you on, and what was your instructions coming on at half time?
Basically, just keep it simple, because we were just, obviously, I think we were panicking a bit on the ball and stuff like that. Just needed to relax a bit more, because to be fair, we did start a bit slow. To be fair, didn't we? First half wasn't the best, was it? So I think he just wanted to change it round and see what would happen if he changed a few players around, and obviously it's worked for him, hasn't it? So
I asked this question to Lawrence, actually, in the last round. Yet again, which seems to have been an on and off theme through the season, we've started slow in a game and conceded a goal within the first 10 minutes. Why do you think that's happening?
It's got to do some concentration levels as well, but I think it's obviously not making excuses or anything like that, but the pitch ain't the best either, is it, today, was it? So it was just like a massive scramble. You didn't know what was going to happen, did you? So I think we didn't come in the game thinking we were just going to thrash them or anything like that. I think they just started quicker and there was more on the pace because they wanted it a little bit more. But in the second half, and then when we got the goal and equalised and went into extra time, I think their legs was gone, weren't they? And we was showed how fitter and stronger we was and went on and won the game.
Well, obviously, like you say, they started off really well and we came out and we started to settle into the game a lot more, but then they ended up extending their lead.
Yeah.
What was your headspace when they put in that second?
It's always, you're not obviously going to be happy about it, but you've got to turn it around, grit your teeth like the lads did. We gritted the teeth, got stuck in and got the result we deserved, to be fair. I mean, if you come a few months ago or something like that, I don't think we would have had the character to come back there, but the lads are showing that they've got it now and we're going on to bigger things, really. We're getting stronger as each game goes on.
And talking about getting stronger as each game goes on, obviously, you've been on and off in the squad getting play so far this season. How'd it feel to get, I was tempted to say 45 minutes then, but then that'd be a lie. How'd it feel to get some minutes under your belt?
Well, it felt good. I mean, obviously, when you're not in the squad, it don't dishearten you as such, but obviously you're going to be unhappy about it. But I think it gives you another incentive to push on, because it makes you a better player in a way, because outside I'm doing extra fitness and stuff like that, so I just want to get back in the squad again. And I think people have been telling me I've been played all right tonight, so yeah, I'll just move on from that and see where we go from there on Saturday.
I know we spoke about it, obviously, before I started the interview. And let's be honest, we're all grateful for somehow making it to that extra 30 minutes, which gave us the opportunity, obviously, to seal it.
Yeah.
Fitness-wise, how did you feel when you entered that bit of extra time?
I felt all right, to be fair. I mean, I've just been getting back on the ball with fitness and stuff like that, so I think because I've been working on my fitness outside, I think I've just been felt all right, to be fair. I didn't feel any fatigue or anything like that. I felt good when I was running. I mean, I was making runs up and down the line, making another option for the team. Yeah, so
we've got a similar level of opposition in the next round now. We've got Tavistock. How far do you think it's a cup we can win? Like, obviously, we've had two disappointing results to our other cup runs this season. Yeah. Like, can we bag this one?
I think we can, yeah. I mean, you go into a cup, you want to win it, don't you? You want to win trophies. You want to do well with the squad we've got. I mean, I think most of the people out there and the fans would agree, I think we've got a pretty decent squad now. We just need to, just keep working on it and keep performing and just keep going from there. I think we've got a good chance of winning it, yeah.
So you'll be relieved to know that I only have two questions left. In the league, we've had a, it's all of a sudden hit a nice patch of form. Still find ourselves in arguably a not a great position, but you know we're getting there. Where do you see us ending up in the league?
I think if we go on from now, obviously it was a tough night. I mean, obviously the pitch didn't help, like I said in the last question. But I think if we just keep pushing and pushing, I think, I mean, the sky's the limit, really, innit? If it don't really matter, it don't matter what other teams do. It just matters what we do. So as long as we concentrate on ourselves, I think we've got a good chance.
My final question is: Josh Ray got a start today and took down man of the match. What did you feel about his performance?
Yeah, I think he played well. I mean, Josh is a good player, isn't he? His quick feet is, when he gets the ball, you don't really know what he's going to do with it because he's so tricky, isn't he? So he's got a, yeah, I think he played well tonight. I mean, I think, did it go down as his goal in there?
I'm not sure, because let's be honest, that second goal was scrappy as anything.
I don't think it was actually him who scored it, but I think he's claiming it, so.
Fair enough. I mean, there were about three players with their foot on that ball, so I thought it was Jake personally at one point, but then there were that many players chuffing going for it. I can't even have an opinion on it, because it's almost definitely wrong.
Yeah, I know. So many players in there, you know, when did you off?
But hey, irrelevant about scrappy it was, it allowed us to go on to win the game, so yeah, it's sound with me. It can be as beautiful as Danny's first or as scrappy as the second. I don't care how it is, if it seals a win or 3 points.
As long as it goes in.
All right, cheers, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.